by any measure, Minister, the government have failed to get to grips with the cost of living crisis. You're either doing nothing or you're making things worse. And you can name it. If you name any of the issues, you can see that we're paying more. The price of everything has gone absolutely through the roof, from energy bills to rents to insurance to childcare. It's all going one way, and that is up. But the cost of the weekly shop is now €3,000 more than for many families. And people are working harder and harder, but they can't keep up. So Fine Gael's Neil Richmond gave supermarkets 6 weeks to cut prices. That was over a year ago. It was just an embarrassing PR stunt by the government. And since then, we've seen food prices going up faster and faster and faster. 50,000 phone calls to St Vincent de Paul by families that can't afford food. And this government have just sat back and done nothing, ignored people's reality. And people are getting fleeced, Minister. The reality is that the government still doesn't have an idea of what is going on. They have no oversight of profits or pricing of the large retailers and supermarkets. We know farmers, for example, have been getting squeezed for years and years. But now consumers are being ripped off. And someone in the middle is profiting of all of this suffering. So don't try and spin the yarn that there's nothing to see here. Supermarkets and the large retails and food companies' stock prices have been going through the roof. They've been skyrocketing in recent times. Tesco stock is up 30% in the last year. United Value Foods, owner of Super Value, saw their stock price rise by 60% in the last year. So it's time, Minister, that you take action. The Taoiseach says he's got the guts to take on price gouging. Well, let's show it, because we need to make food affordable. We've seen action taken in other jurisdictions by other governments right across Europe, but here in this country, here by this government, this do-nothing government, people are being ripped off, and you're sitting in your hands. It's not acceptable anymore.